Hello and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest is a cozy mystery, Past Secrets and Lies, the second in the Gardener and Chataway Cozy Mystery series. I'm also the founder of Chill Awards for independent authors. Celebrating Success is about meeting a variety of people from all walks of life and interests. Today, on Celebrating Success, I am talking to the wonderful Cheryl Brown. Cheryl is an international author whose thriller books keep you on the edge of your seat. So please welcome the lovely Cheryl Brown.
Hi, Cheryl. Lovely to see you at last. I know we've been talking for a long time, in fact, many years, but now we're talking in person. And today we're going to talk about, you have another on the edge of your seat thriller coming out in 2 days.
I do. Yes. And actually, I've got the book right here. There you go.
Well, listeners, I can see this book.
It's lovely, isn't it?
And it's called Her First Child.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it is. And that's my 12th psych thriller with Bookature. So I'm really, really thrilled about that, obviously. I mean, it's been a long time coming, but yes, I'm having a good writing life at the moment.
And but you are writing books that are really quite frightening, page turners, edge of the seat thrillers.
Mm-hmm. Well, one hopes the edge of the seat. Yes, that's what I'm hoping to achieve.
I think you've achieved that, Cheryl. I think you have. And,
thank you.
But tell us a little bit about what got you into writing these page-turning thrillers.
It's funny how you sort of progress through your writing life and you kind of change as you go along. But I started out writing rom-com, and because, you know, my life is a bit of a rom-com. And anyway, I think they just started to grow, as a lot of writers say, they started to grow a little bit darker. Well, not darker exactly, but I was getting deeper into the characters. And I think if you're writing true characters, then you're writing good as well as bad. And bad as well as good. And so as I was stripping away the layers like you do, I was just getting more and more into the characters. And I started to examine the more evil characters more. And then I just had an idea for a crime thriller that wouldn't go away. I just got this detective in my mind. I don't know where he came from, but he was just there. So I did a series of crime thrillers for another publisher. And then I came to Bookature, and I just kind of went into psych thriller because I was more into the character, I suppose. So looking at the nature versus nurture conundrum, if you like.
And your characters are really very convincing, because you're quite right, you get into that nature and nurture behind their minds. So you, as a reader, you're actually in their minds and you can get what they're thinking, and you think, oh, please don't do that. They do.
And I think even if you because obviously, as I'm writing on a schedule, I have to plot more, because I think my stories have always, they still are to a degree character driven, but I do have to plot more. And which, as you say, that's fine until your character's actually on the page, and that's when they start sort of developing their own, you start building the character and they develop their own personality, and they do tend to go off at a tangent when you least expect them to do it, and you have to rein them back in, you know. so that's the way I write.
So these 12 books, which you have number 12 coming out in 2 days' time.
That's right.
Tell the listener a little bit about one or two of them, please.
One or two of them? Well, this one is her first child, and if I can read you the strap line, it's a perfect mother, a loving daughter, a secret that could destroy them both. And it's actually, it's called factitious disorder imposed on another, or previously Munchausen's disease by proxy. So it's quite an emotive subject, I think, particularly with things in the media at the moment about that. But it was a story that really fascinated me. You know, what would drive a person to do that? And again, it comes down to what makes a person evil or perceived as evil. And it's back to that nature versus nurture. Is it that, or is it childhood experience, or is it a cocktail of all three? You know, so can you actually have sympathy for somebody based on their history? It's all this I try to look into when I'm writing, and I've always got the ending in mind, and then the ending goes and changes at the last minute, so I never really know whether my character's evil. So that's what that one's about. I've got so many, it's difficult to know where to start.
But you have wonderful titles for all of your books. They're all very thought-provoking titles as well, aren't they? Because they all tend to relate, like you'll use the word sister or mummy, or that. Those are the words, and people think, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say, Bookature, they are a brilliant publisher. In my view, anyway, I'd have been lost. I'd have been sunk, I think, completely, because we all have life events. And I was going through a few at the time. And, you know, sometimes you think, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? But now I know why I'm doing it, because I feel inspired and passionate and I keep going. But yes, they choose the titles. I can choose the title, but it's never as good. The whole marketing package, I think most of the authors that are with them really love the whole package. The covers are always brilliant. And,
I'm just about to say the covers are brilliant. They are very thought-provoking and a little bit chilling as well.
Yes. Well, hopefully that's what will entice. I think I have to say, you do tend to judge a book by its cover, and your covers, I love your covers. There's one I remember with the rose petals on, that one, I love that one. I think, yeah, you do tend to, that's what draws you to pick up or go to a book. It sparks my initial interest, closely followed by the blurb, of course. But then if you know an author, I suppose, that will drive you there in the first instance. But yeah, I think covers are very important.
Yeah, and they certainly, I think, hit the spot with your covers, because it's always a picture of a child or a teddy bear. There's always something there that, as I say, chilling when you read the title. And then, of course, you read the blurb, and I've certainly read the blurb on your latest book. And my words, that sounds, it's going to have everybody on the edge of their seat.
Thank you. Yeah, and I have to say, it is getting so, because I went through a stage where I was too frightened to look at reviews. I think, you know, you have to accept critical reviews, as long as they, is there such a thing as positive? Yeah, positive criticism, I suppose. But you do get nervous as an author. I think you would as well, Pauline.
I don't think there's a writer on the planet who doesn't get nervous, whatever they write, and somebody criticises it, because it's so personal writing. You're not manufacturing something. It's a very personal thing you're doing. And somebody to criticise it, you take it personally, no matter how hard you try not to.
Well, you do. And I think with me, particularly, I always feel I've let somebody down. Oh, I've let that reader down. And that upsets me. Anyway, the thing is, without readers and bloggers, you know, people who review the books are the people who are behind us, who support us, and we'd be completely lost without them. So I have to say a huge, massive thank you, really, for that, because, again, you know, I wouldn't be writing without them. They, you know, there's been people who've been behind me from day one.
Well, reviewers, generally speaking, are the people that advertise our books, because if they like your book, they'll tell somebody, they might write about it on a social platform. But at the end of the day, they are the ones that are promoting. A bit like people who wear designer clothes, they're promoting that designer. So why can't we have our books promoted by somebody who's read it
well,
and enjoyed
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true, but I think what it's not something you can manufacture. I think, you know, you read the reviews and you know they're coming from the heart, that they've really enjoyed your book. And that means so, so much. So big shout out for reviewers.
No, I totally agree with you on that, Cheryl. And, you know, they've just taken not only the time to buy the book, they've actually taken time to sit and read it. And, you know, it might take us many, many, many hours to write a book. Readers can read them a little bit faster than we write them, unfortunately, at times. Because I'm sure I read one of your reviews and the reader said they loved it so much they couldn't put it down. And, in fact, finished it in a day.
I know.
It makes you want to sob. Why can't I write it that quickly?
Well, I mean, a whole book in a day would be, yeah, that would be something.
But that, so now we've got this book coming out. I'm saying this book, so that's very rude of me to say that. Why did I just say this book? Coming out on the 8th. What's coming out next?
Ah, well, yes, I do have a work in progress. Now, where am I? I'm about 60,000, 70,000 words in. And I don't have a title for that yet. But how could I tell you what that's about without giving that away? It's about... I can't even think what it's about now. It's about...
I'll put it like this. It's going to be another thriller, which will have people turning the page and wanting more.
Well, one hopes so. One hopes so. It's got lots of twists in it. Hopefully it will be. Yeah.
And when is that due out, Cheryl?
That won't be out until, I think that's January, late January.
Oh, that's not too far away, which means you're going to have to come back and tell us all about that one.
I will. I mean, I will come and I'll make more sense.
Make a wonderful sense.
I think the thing is, when you've got a book in editing or a book just about to be published and you've just finished editing or proofreading it and you're writing the other one, the two become a little bit, you know, sort of, and you're trying to think, oh, which one's which, you know. Yeah.
So you're averaging 2 to 3 books a year, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Which as I say, life comes along and you get a little dip like this, but I've managed it really well. And I think really with writing, as with a lot of creative arts, it keeps you, it's your passion. So it's something that actually boosts you up even when you're feeling low. If you've got that in, you know, in to go to in your life, it's something that keeps you going.
And I think it's also a wonderful place to escape is with your characters, even if they are committing heinous crimes, as in your pages. They are people to escape with. And I think there's nothing better than writing somebody who's really horrible and evil. I love those people.
Oh, I do. I know they, and they stay with you as well. But you have a kind of, love-hate relationship with them when you're writing them, because you love them because they, you know, they can do anything. But on the other hand, you're not really supposed to love them. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing about, you've also got to make the characters real, but you can get them to do things which, even in real life, you've got to be really wicked to do all that.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And still, and let everybody realise you're still a very nice person.
Of course I am. But mind you, one reviewer did say I'd make an excellent psychopath. I think she was talking about my characters, I hope.
We are, indeed.
But, yeah, see, my first book with Book at all, that was the character was a real psychopath right up front, and it was obvious. And I didn't try to hide it in that one. I couldn't, because she was like there, you know. So, but we're hopefully we can, keep the twists coming, so you're never very really very sure what the character is, who is the evil one.
But do you watch people? Are you a people watch and you think, now look at him, look at those eyes, now they would make part of my next character? Or Is that?
Yes.
You do that. So you see somebody walking down it now, and the way he walks, and that's a giveaway for something here.
The trouble is then you go around judging people, you know, or just gawping at people. Yeah, I do. And I do tend to, I think, again, a lot of writers would base their stories around not real people per se, but components of people, if you like. Yeah. And also, well, you know, the saying is every face, place and situation tells a story. So you might base it around, loosely around experiences you've had or experiences other people have had. But I think the thing is, when you're writing about emotive subjects, yeah, actually, my new one, there's, I'm playing with the, you know, sociopath, 1930s house. But I'm trying to, yeah, there are certain emotive subjects that I'm writing about, and you have to be very, very, you have to research, basically, until you can't see anymore. You have to keep researching, talking to people if you can, because you have to get it right. You have to be sensitive to those readers who might have something or that problem or a person in their life that has a similar problem. Do you see? So you have to be very, very careful. And as I've cared for somebody myself in the past, it is something that I'm very aware of. But I think all authors are. I mean, you know, they try to be sensitive.
Well, you don't want somebody to come up to you in the street and say, what did you base that character on, my brother or something like that?
Yeah, that's it. I think you have to be careful when you're putting those words down, because you can't take them back. They're there. And but again, you can learn from people's opinions and
at the
feedback.
End of the day, Cheryl, it is fiction, and when you see what's on TV and lots of other writers, you have to have a certain amount of license to create these characters.
Yes.
And make them, mold them into what you want them to be. And which you do extremely well.
Thank you. Oh, you've boosted my ego now.
So we have 2 days. When I say 2 days, because people will be listening to this soon, but for months after, this is available. It's on my dashboard for months to come. But just to remind the listener that this book, it's her first child, and edge of the seat thriller, and it's due out on the 8th of December 2022. Now, by the time you listen to this, it'll be available in Kindle and paperback. So please, everybody, take a look at Cheryl Brown's fabulous books. Cheryl, remind us of your website, please, the address.
Oh, that's a simple one. It's just www.cherylbrown.com. So it's Cheryl with an S. Yep. CherylBrown.com. Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Brown with an E.com.
Lovely. So, listeners, please head to that website and have a look at these fabulous books. Cheryl, as always, a huge, huge thank you for coming along to talk to me. And I hope
Paulie.
The end of the winter, you'll come back and talk about your next book and the one following that too.
I will. I'd love to. Yes. Yeah. It gets a bit hectic sometimes, but and then you kind of forget to do things. So it's nice to come away from staring at words on the screen to looking at a human person. Yes. Yeah.
No, I can't thank you enough, because I know you have a very hectic life. You do lots of other things, which we'll cover in another podcast. But I just really want to say a huge, huge thank you for coming along today and talking about your fantastic new book, Her First Child. Thanks again.
Thanks, Paulie.
We'll catch
thank
up
you.
Very, very soon.
Okay, thanks, Paulie.
Bye. A huge thank you to Cheryl for joining me and sharing some of her writing secrets. You can find out more about Cheryl and her spine-chilling books on her website, cherylbrown.com. CherylBrowne.com. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. You can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com. And you are more than welcome to share my podcast with all your family and friends. Don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, Pauline Barclay, www.thebookshop.co.uk. Until next time, ta-ta for now.